Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 10 of the Brian Kenny podcast. This is a podcast where I talk about all of the things that I'm going through in my life at any one point in time, be it through business or personal life or family or anything. I use it as a tool to reflect back on later in a future date. So in 3 months' time, I'll start to listen back to these podcasts again and use it as a mechanism to make sure that I'm growing as a person, that I'm getting better, and you know, it just helps to compare yourself to something so that you know that you're growing. So, point number one, my body makes up reasons to fail, and it also makes up reasons to succeed, which tend to conflict with me a lot. What I mean by that is, I could wake up in the morning or when I'm going to sleep at night, be thinking of a really cool idea or product that I'm crazy to go and to build. And that's amazing because you wake up and you're like, let's go and do it, let's make it happen, whatever. But then when I was going for a run today, for example, you'd start running and running and running, and your body starts to turn around and come up with any possible excuse it can to stop running. It's like, maybe you're sick, or maybe you can't run anymore, or maybe you're just tired, maybe your muscles are sore, and all of these excuses just keep on flowing through your body at a time of like, you should just stop and please don't do anymore. And the same thing happens when you're creating products or business or anything, that after a while, when the risk gets a little bit too hard or when you hit that wall, your body tends to just react with, let's not get too risky. Instead, let's take a step back and chill and not go down that road. I understand why both things happen, but sometimes I can feel a bit like both parts of my body are conflicting. Like everyone is going, or one part is going, go and do it, make it happen, this is going to be amazing. And the other part of my body is going, please stop, this is too risky. I don't know if you ever watched that movie that Lily watches all the time. And it's, they're in their brain, and there's all these different characters like anger and happiness and risk or whatever, and they're conflicting. It feels very much like that. And I think that I just need to be aware to not listen to the scary part of my body so much, or the part that's saying to calm down. And the reason that I don't want to listen to that part of my body is because when I disregard it and I push myself to run a little bit further, that tends to be the right decision because my muscles get stronger and I become a better runner. Also in business, when I push myself a little bit further and take additional risks, it tends to pay off, but not to an extreme where I tend to, or you might get sick or you might break your legs or whatever. Do you know, like there's a certain point of which you should push yourself to, and then you should put the brakes on at that point. Point number two, my new content is driving a lot of business to MiniCorp. So I just want to talk about this for a second. A lot of people are starting to create content around me that didn't before, and I really want to encourage them to do more of that. The main reason is since I started to do it between the vlog and the podcast and Instagram, I've noticed not only a huge increase in the awareness of Brian Kenny. More people are, they know who I am and what I do, but also the amount of people that have inquired about becoming a client of MiniCorp or pushing it to the next level with MiniCorp if they're already a client has increased. Like it's increased by about 300 or 400%. That's amazing. It's as if I completely disregarded or forgot about the people that were in the room that just needed a rehash or somebody to shout, MiniCorp is still here, we're doing amazing things. And they just went, oh yeah, I totally forgot about MiniCorp. I don't know why. So I highly encourage people to push content as much as they possibly can. Point number three, failing is a part of life, like learning to what, yeah. So there tends to be, especially in Ireland, a lot of negative feelings around failing. And I started to kind of just think about this a little bit further. When you think about it in life, when you're born and you're a baby and you start to learn to take your first steps or to stand, you hit the deck. Like, you hit the deck consistently, and you keep on falling over. Or you, like, you learn... The reason I'm talking about the baby thing is because we have a six-month-old baby at the moment, and I'm just watching her all the time. And they fail. Like, they consistently fail, and they have the determination to keep going and go again and go again and go again. That's life. And it's the same with, like, riding a bike. You know that you want to ride the bike, but first you get the stabilizers, then you take the stabilizers off, then you fall over, and you fall over, and you fall over, and you fall over, until you finally ride a bike and you have it down, and that was amazing. But the goal of riding the bike encouraged you to get it to that point. Seeing all your friends on bikes and you not on a bike pissed you off to a certain extent that you wanted to learn how to ride the bike. And I think that anything that you want to achieve in life is in a very similar vat, or in a very similar context, that you'll fail and you'll fail and you'll fail. Like, every single day in MiniCorp, I'm failing constantly, but I'm aware of it. And I think that's the difference. It's the difference of knowing that I'm failing because of these reasons, or I'm not very good at this thing or whatever, and deploying something against that to make sure that you don't fail again, or when you try it again, that you don't get the same result, that you're incrementally improving yourself. Exactly like what this podcast is to me. It's a mechanism for me to look back at how I tried to ride the bike 3 months ago and to understand how I'm progressing and if I'm progressing. So a lot of benefit there. Point number four, make sure that you're at the right parties. So in the last while, I've kind of laid out a plan for myself of make sure that I have as many conversations with random people or people in general as I can. So that is, if I'm at a restaurant or if I'm at a coffee shop, to take 5 minutes and actually have a conversation with the person that's on the other side of the counter. Or, you know, if you're at a party, to make a significant improvement, like to try and to talk to as many people as you can. And what has happened from that is I've ended up having great conversations with people, new friends, new everything. Like, it's unlocked more doors. People are more aware of Brian Kenny. People are more aware of MiniCorp. I'm more aware of what they need and how I can help them. And without having that communication, none of this stuff would have happened. And that's quite crazy. So I would highly encourage you to not to shy away from events or parties or kind of public meetups or anything like that. I think especially in engineering in Dublin right now, there's so many meetups and so many events that people have a negative feeling towards it because, you know, which is the right event, which is the wrong event. I would still encourage you to think about the right ones and to go to them because they'll unlock so much more potential. If you find the right person at a party or the right person through a coffee or whatever, think of it very much like snakes and ladders, that you can incrementally keep on going up the board until you get to the very top. But if you find that person that is that ladder, they can get you straight up in one single move. And so their worth is substantial. You'll also find snakes in life like you would in any other scenario. But the benefit is huge. And that is it for episode 10. I hope you guys are enjoying it and loving it. I want to say a big thank you to all of the listeners. I've been watching the stats and it's just incrementally increasing the entire time. So hi to all the new listeners and thank you very much to all the recurring listeners. I hope that you find this beneficial and let me know if there's any questions you'd like me to ask. Thanks a million. Cheers. Bye.